It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Well, I've got some advice for Carl. Now they need a coach. There's only one person they should be going after, and that is Daniel Harford.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. Never thought I'd be back coaching in any capacity. Very excited about what lies ahead. It's a lot of people pretty excited for me. Obviously, there's some work to do from my end, but it was nice to get some feedback last night. I think the knowledge of dealing with the girls as opposed to dealing with boys when you coach is really important. I think that without that, I probably wouldn't have been fit for the job.
They'll have to get Daniel Harford from Collingwood. Get him across to Cullen. Premiership coach at St Kevin's, premiership coach at Bourwon.
A flourishing media career as well as being a restaurateur.
Now that I've got back involved and with the enthusiasm and the joy that footy has brought the girls from Collingwood when I was there last year and seeing what the competition's done for footy in general, you'd be stupid not to be a part of it or not want to be a part of it. So when this vacancy opened up, I was really keen to apply and see how I went. And rap to be given the opportunity and the job. We want to play games that win footy. I think one of the things that you understand when you're a Carlton person is that the club expects success. So my job is to come up with a brand of footy that wins games. I don't think it's rocket science, footy, full stop, be it women's or men's. There's a lot of fundamentals that you've got to get right, and that will be our baseline, getting the fundamentals right.
And don't forget, he's a former Carlton player as well. He's a shoo-in. If Carlton don't get Daniel Harford, I'll be very, very surprised. Well, they listen to me, Carlton. They listen to me. I saved them a couple of years ago, Doc, and, you know, great friend of ours, Daniel Harford, of course. So he was a former great man at SEN. Now he's on Breakfast at RSN, and he's a restaurateur.
We don't need to talk to him now because we just heard everything he's
got
to say.
Oh, we're not going to talk to him, Doc. We're not going to talk to him.
But he's on the line.
We're not going to talk to him,
he's
surely.
He's with us. I think. Are you there, Daniel?
I'm here, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey,
congratulations.
Well done. Well done, you.
Well done, me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, KB. It's very cool, as that little grab you played said from today. I'm very, very pleased to be given this opportunity to coach the Mighty Blues.
It's a very dark day, though, for the restaurant business, Half. What's going to happen to Big Shorts Bar and Grill?
Well, Big Shorts Bar and Grill, we just have to relocate to Lygon Street, the hub of Carlton Turf. As you know, we might as well just get the family all the way and be a part of it every day. Live it.
In all seriousness, your time at Collingwood, is that what got you over the line? You reckon your own love of coaching, of course, and you've spent some time with Collingwood's AFLW team. That was a great tonic for you.
Yeah, it was, absolutely. I'd had a year off coaching, and I didn't think I'd get back into it, certainly in the short term. And then getting involved in the Collingwood AFLW program last season was a real eye-opener for me and gave me a bit of a zest back for coaching, and to see that the way the girls responded to the coaching and the way they've developed and how quickly they've developed seemed to me that you can make a bit of an impact at this competition pretty quickly. So, I was blown away by the competition and the response from the girls to the coaching. So I thought, why not? Let's do it. Let's see how we go.
Doc, my understanding is that Daniel wasn't even on the shortlist down at Carlton until we mentioned his name on the program, and then they finally looked up who he was. Daniel, it is fantastic. There's been a bit of criticism during the first 2 years of AFLW. You were right at the, the cold face of it this year, being an assistant coach at Collingwood. A lot of people critical of the lack of scoring and lack of protection that the players, you know, can give to each other. What's your thoughts on that? And I know that Danny Frawley just recently has been suggesting out in the burbs that, you know, they've got to get different rules because the girls can't protect themselves.
Well, I'm not sure you need different rules, KB. What you need to do is teach them. I mean, that's our job as coaches, and that goes all the way down to the junior football where girls' footy's gone through the roof, the participation of that, all the way up to AFLW. A lot of these girls haven't played footy since they were 5 and 6, like a lot of boys have through the generation. Certainly I have. So our job's to teach them and fast-track that. And what I've loved about working with the girls is they're so open to learning and so open to getting the feedback and wanting to be better that if the teaching is done in the right manner, you'll get dramatic improvement really quickly. So we don't need to change the rules. We just need to teach them better as coaches. That's our responsibility.
And responsibility to the game or to the Carlton Footy Club next year and the Carlton AFLW team, Half, because sometimes what's in the best interest long term of the AFLW game itself may not be in the best interest of your team next year.
Yeah, it's a good question, Turf, and I reckon it's a valid point. I think, as I said in that little grab on the play on, that if you can get the fundamentals right, the product you put out there will be a much more entertaining product and a much more effective product from start to finish. So I think it actually works. They work together. If you can get the easy stuff right, the basic stuff right, all of a sudden your game, and don't treat it as if it's a game of chess, so to speak, a technical masterpiece. You know, it's not like that. It doesn't need to be like that. If you can just get the systems pretty simple and effective and get them really good, then you have a terrific product. And over time, you'll be able to add layers and add to the game in terms of structure and strategy. But at this stage, it's not up to that. It's not there yet. And that's okay. It's 2 years in. But if you can keep it simple, get your fundamentals right, it can be a really entertaining product. And hopefully, plenty of snags and plenty of wins for the Blues.
How'd you find your time at Baldwin and then, of course, St. Kevin's?
I loved it. I loved coaching. I'm one of those players. I'm sure most players out there, to some degree, that have played footy from when they were a kid, have always thought about what it might look like if they ever got the whistle and the cones to move a training and coach a group of their own. And you always want to shape it the way you think it can be played, footy can be played. And when you're the coach, at whatever level it is, you get to do that a bit. And I loved it. I've got the whiteboard at home. I move magnets all the time. I come up with things that I'd like to see. In terms of style of play and little setups that you might want to try. But coaching a team and seeing that response from training and then seeing your team execute that on game day is one of the most satisfying things I've come across.
Daniel Harford has joined us, coach of the AFLW side, just been appointed. Carlton finished at the bottom of the AFLW ladder this year with just 2 wins. A couple of teams coming into the competition. Recruiting is going to be very, very important for you, Daniel. Have you started? You got a hit list there that you want to get to Carlton?
Oh, I've got a few players that I'd like to have a chat to, KB. Don't you worry about that.
But who are you losing?
As you rightly say, North Melbourne and Geelong come in next year, so they're going to get first crack at a fair bit of the talent across the competition.
Because they're all out of contract, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all out of contract. That's right. So they'll come in and not cherry pick, but identify players that they would like to have, North and Geelong, and then there's a little drama trying to retain those players from your end of clubland. But there's ways of getting players to your club. There's still a trade window that'll be announced by the AFL soon. The draft will be at the end of the year, and that was what I really noticed this year with the draft is the generation of girls coming through. I mean, you're Chloe Malloy and Monique Conti and those sort of girls, Darcy Guthridge, who didn't get a chance to play too much for Collingwood this year but is a star. That generation of girls that's been playing since they were 8, 10, 12, they are another level again to what we've seen. So the filtering process and the quality control and the pathway program that's been implemented by the AFL, we're going to see some extraordinary talent come through from the draft level for the next 5 years and hopefully for the next 150 years.
Well, it's already coming through, half, and your problem has only just been made, yet the TAC Cup season's half over. So do you now have to sort of, I don't know how closely you've been watching the TAC Cup game so far, because a lot of those girls will be going into the draft, of course, when this season is over. So are you, going to do a bit of sort of backlogging of what's gone on in the last 5 weeks already in the TAC Cup?
Yeah, well, we've got people on the ground there, Turfy. I haven't, to be honest, I haven't been watching a lot of that myself to this point, but certainly from now on, there'll be some attention being paid to that competition. But we've got people out there watching games for us week in, week out, and all the clubs would. So no one slips through the net that easily. We've got an eye on you. So, yeah, as you well know, through your daughter's involvement in the game, that it's a pretty high-level competition now, and there's some terrific talent that the AFL clubs are keen to get their hands on.
Now, Brianna Davey was captain of Carlton. She is one of the gun players of the competition. I think she may have hurt her knee last year as well, but there was a lot of talk that she wanted to leave. What's her situation?
At this stage, she's the captain of Carlton, KB, and we'd be very keen for that to continue. She did do her ACL last year, you're right, and missed the back end of the season, the AFLW season, but she'll be just about right to go from the start of next AFLW season, but she is the captain of the Blues, and she's a terrific player, Bree. And we're very keen to make sure that that's how it stays.
So have you already been to the Carlton shop and taken advantage of the 20% off that was part of the kicker for the Carlton
Coach.
Job?
Well, when I got the job, Turf, on Sunday afternoon, I just drove to Icon Park and I sat in my car park because I got a free car park too. So I just parked in my spot and just sat there for an hour just enjoying the freedom of free parking at Icon Park. So, and then I knocked on the door of the merchandise shop. No one was there on Sunday, but I went back yesterday. And I bought myself a polo, 20% off, which was fantastic. And I got a scarf. So I'm going to get that to KB because I know that he's one of our most influential members.
And you've got one of the four parking spots available at Icon Park for anybody. Well done, you.
Well, I am going to barrack for Carlton in the AFLW. I'm getting on board. I might buy a membership ticket as well.
Hey, Harf, is it filtered through the Carlton camp there that KB is... I'm not saying mocking Carlton, but he extends this sort of hand of sympathy as though he actually cares about what's going on at Carlton. I've mentioned to him a number of times, they don't want your pity. I'd be right in saying that, Daniel.
No, I think that's really harsh, Turf. KB basically saved the club with his sausage. Right.
Correct,
years
not
ago.
You too. Please. Please. I've known you long enough to know that you don't buy that crazy.
Until Richmond gets in an AFLW side, I'm going to barrack for Daniel Harford's Carlton side. So we're a great chance this year, I think, Daniel. I think we'll do very well. I think Brianna Davey will stay on now that you're coach. I think that'll get her over the line. And I'm certain we'll pick up all the good draft picks because Carlton always get the number one draft pick, don't they? Because you finish on bottom of the ladder. You get the number one draft pick, don't you?
Well, that's reality at the moment, KB. So we will work with that situation and get the best player we can.
Have you spoken to Peter Moody? Because, of course, great trainer, or former trainer, Peter Moody's daughter plays at the Blues. And there might be some handy tips coming along your way because I know you like having a little flutter, Rahaf.
Yeah, a little investment at time to time isn't a bad thing, Turf, as far as I'm concerned. But not only does his daughter play, Bree's our best and fairest.
She won the BNF this year, that's right.
So Bree's had a huge impact on our footy club so far. Hopefully that continues.
Daniel, what I'll do is I'll ask the listeners out there, because you didn't see much of the TAC at the moment, but because you've got the number one draft pick, we'll find out who the number one player is, and we'll ask our audience to send us through a text message or give us a buzz on 9429116 or 0433981116 and tell us who Daniel Harford should take as the number one draft pick so he will become the most successful coach in the history of AFLW.
And well done, Harf. Congratulations on the appointment.
Good on you, boys. Very, very pleased. And that'd be a great idea, KB. And I'd love a Bataki ham, too, if you could.
The new coach of the Carlton AFLW team, Daniel Harf.